Hello, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing? This is Mike with Huff and Mazer, the app development company.
Oh,
All right, how's it going?
good. How about yourself?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. I tried to call you a couple of times, last week and the week before that as well, but we were not able to connect. I'm calling on behalf of Rick, Rick Martin, one of my subordinates that you were working with about the application called Served, if that's familiar. All right, so Lisa, we just, your last email, that you sent out where you mentioned something about starting in September and that the goalposts have been moved. We just found that email about a week ago sitting in spam with Rick, with Rick's email. Yeah, and that's exactly why we have not been able to get back to you. So Rick doesn't work
That's
with
okay.
Huff and Mazer anymore. So I
Oh,
work
I
kind
see.
of,
Okay.
yeah. So I'm kind of trying to cover with him. Like I mentioned, he was one of my subordinates, and now that he's not
Okay.
here, we wanted to see, if we could pick off from where we left, and then
Sure.
I wanted to inform you about the, the delay, the reason for the delay in getting back to you about your last email as well.
Sure, that's no problem at all. It's been delayed a bit further, but Mike, could you send me an email? Because I thought it was a spam number. I did see your number coming through, but I didn't say the company, so I wasn't picking it up. I thought it was a spam. But if you can email me, I can email you back. But the time frame has changed. But it will be good, maybe next couple of months, maybe to go through what I shared with Rick and with a plan maybe for the spring.
Okay, I see. So definitely, I'll send you an email, and we could go from there.
Great.
So about the, about the change in timeline, is that about change in priorities, or I mean, are you like kind of shifting priorities between a couple of things that you're dealing with side by side, or is it something about, say, finances, or?
Maybe a little bit of a both. I do have some conflicting things I'm doing at the moment. But if we can maybe meet and talk, virtually go through what I talked to Rick about and, maybe look at the finances. That would be helpful.
Okay, so Lisa, let me do this. I realize I'm calling you, without scheduling this call with you as well. So I'd like to,
Sure.
let you go quicker. But let me send you an email,
Okay.
and then in response
Perfect.
to that, I mean, we can recircle on a quick call again, say sometime later
Okay.
this week to understand the situation
Yeah,
better.
sounds good.
Maybe we could, try and help
Okay,
you with something.
perfect.
We could take it from
Yes,
there.
that'd be
All right.
perfect. Wonderful. Okay, probably early next week would be better. I have something going on at the end of this week that, will take up a lot of time, but maybe next week, early next week.
Okay, yeah, that sounds even better. So in my
Okay,
email, the
great.
next email I send out to you, I'll send you a couple of times options that I have available for the next week, say
Perfect.
Monday and Tuesday next
Okay.
week. And then according to that, you can
Okay.
let me know what kind of time zones you have available, and we can take it from there.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, good to connect with you. I'll
All
let you
right.
go for now. All right?
Thank you.
You have a good one.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye now.